Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact Income. Thanks again for joining me here. Today we're going to talk a little bit about how to turn your daily exercises, because everybody exercises, right? Of course. Everybody listening to this, of course, is exercising. So I'm going to teach you how to turn your daily exercises, even if you're not exercising, how to want to exercise, and transform your exercise into mind-blowing transformation for your success. So it's very simple if you know some of the basic philosophies. Number one philosophy is that everything's energy. Okay, you got to get that. So everything's energy. What does that mean? Thoughts, emotions, this podcast that you're listening to is energy, the seat that you're sitting in or wherever you're standing, your shoes. Everything is made up of energy. Particles that are moving, some faster, some fast, some slow, whatever it might be, they're frequencies and particles that turn into matter, right? Some subatomic, some not so subatomic. So whatever they might be, everything is energy. Got it? Number one, everything's energy. Number two, that energy can be transferred to matter. Okay, energy can be transferred to matter. So what does that mean? So energy, the law of Newton's law, energy cannot be destroyed nor created, only transferred. Understanding that, my words, my emotions can be imprinted upon things, meaning it affects people. My mood can affect somebody else. You ever been in a grumpy mood and then you look at somebody and they get grumpy? Or you ever been super happy and it gets contagious? Yeah. That is energy. So that's the second piece. Number three is that we are matter. We matter. We are matter. So that means my stuff affects you. Your stuff can affect me. If you can get that, then this daily exercise thing will make sense. So in all my exercises, I always want to ask myself, okay, what's my number one goal for today? What's my goal for today? What's a limiting belief that could keep me from achieving my goal? And you just tune in and get those answers. Then in your daily exercises, so let's say you're running or you're lifting weights or you're swimming or you're biking or you're yoga-ing or you're crossfitting or whatever it might be, you're doing something, some type of exercise. During your exercise, instead of just getting lost in the exercise, which has its purpose too, because you can get in a meditative state through that, I want you to be very present and active during your daily exercise. So for example, when I'm running and I want to work on my mind, I'm doing declarations pertinent to the day. So let's say I'm working on filling an event or impacting a certain amount of people. So I'll be running and speaking those phrases and words that I want to bring on. And that does a couple things. Number one, as you exercise, you are creating a lot more oxygen going through your brain, right? Through your mind, through your brain, through all your cellular body. So it allows things to be taken in easier. You also have this thing called your RAS, reticular activating system, that tends to be as kind of a filter. Now, there's some ways to bypass that. And this is one. Through intense exercise, you get fatigued, where you get in a state where you're easier to be, so to say, hypnotized, meaning matter or energy influenced upon you. So you can do your own self-hypnotism, essentially, by imprinting the matter you want in your own brain. Okay, videos do this, TV does this, commercials do this, they do this, we just give them permission to. So you got to give yourself permission to influence yourself. So you be your own brainwasher. Brainwash yourself for success. Every time you're exercising, when you're pumping weights, instead of just thinking, all right, I'm going to do this, I can do this, think about your goals. I achieve my goals today. I'm a master achiever. I talk and communicate with people every day. I attract the best quality people. I love my life. And you're driving these things in to your core. When you're running and you're exhausted and you're just like, I'm out of breath and I can't do it anymore. You're just like drilling it in, this positive energy, to where by the time you're done, yes, you're exhausted, but you're empowered. That's the phrase. That's the key, is by the time you're done exercising, you want to exercise to empower. Exercise to empower. Do whatever it takes. Declaration's good. Also, just your thinking. So watch your thoughts when you're exercising. Some people start to doubt. If they get tired, if they get weak, they start thinking, oh man, am I going to be okay? I should slow down. And all these negative thoughts come in, which causes this negative emotion. So to control that, you are the master of your emotions. Take charge. Show them who's boss. And you have got to say to yourself, by your thinking, you can do it in your head. I like to verbalize it, especially as I'm beginning, so that I can train myself that I am the master of my emotions. I am the master of my thoughts. Yes, they may go all over the place sometimes, but when I want to achieve something, I achieve something. And I create it. And I state it. I think it. I believe it. I feel it. And I do it. And it happens. And so it is. That's how I want you to start thinking and acting through your exercises. Now, if there's a lot of people around you, it might be a little awkward, but hey, what a great way to strike up a conversation and tell them the cool thing you're doing. And maybe you can enroll them in what you're doing, right? Maybe pay. Hey, yeah, it's been working for me. I'm doing so great. And you might think I'm kind of crazy, but hey, what's your vision? What are you doing? What are you creating? And then get up, build some relationships, get them enrolled in your stuff. So don't let judgment stop you from doing this practice and exercise. If it's easy to do, it's easy not to do. This is one of those things, it doesn't take much effort to make some adjustments to your exercises. But the effort is going to cause some chaos inside of you. You'll have doubt. You'll have things and saying, this is stupid. Tyler doesn't know what he's talking about. This probably won't work. Some of you will try it once and give up. Some of you won't try it at all because your thoughts and emotions are so powerful that they don't even allow you to take action. So you are the master of your emotions. You decide how much you want to take action on this. If you take action or not, it is completely dependent upon your actions and thoughts, or your thoughts and emotions. So be that master. If you decide to do it, do it. If not, don't. But I encourage you to do this. It's going to be awesome. For those of you who haven't joined yet, be sure and join our Facebook group, Enrollment Masters, where I'm going to teach some of these crazy exercises. You can see me doing them live. Anything you guys would like me to do in video, I'll be posting daily and putting things out there. So let me know whatever else you guys want to see. I know sometimes some of us are visual, some of us are audio, some of us want to read it. So on our Facebook group, we're going to have a mixture of all of it. And that's where we're going to build up thousands of people who really, just like you, are wanting to create this impact. So thanks again for joining me. Join our Facebook group, Enrollment Masters on Facebook, and we'll see you on the next one.